What's up, guys? What's going on? I'm Paul. This is Pauline Theology's Daily Devotional, man, and we are in the book of Genesis. We're continuing our study, guys, and we're here on a sad note, but also we're going to find some hope in the sadness that happens here. So if you haven't checked it out yet, go ahead and check out Genesis 35, 16 through 21. If you have, we're going to go ahead and read it, answer the four questions. And so let's get on into it, guys. What is going on in the narrative? That's the first question that we have. And we find that Rachel's pregnant. We ain't know, but we know now Rachel's pregnant on the way back to Bethel. But what's sad, what I talked about is that in this pregnancy, it becomes distressful, it becomes troublesome, man. And so now she's having to give birth on the way to Bethel. And unfortunately, this birth causes her death. But in the midst of it, her maidservant or her doula, is that what you call it? The doula? I'm not sure. Anyway, but she says, hey, be hopeful or be joyful or take courage or do not be afraid because the child that you're having is a boy. And so another boy is happening. And I think that maybe she heard the name of Joseph, which means again, or another time. And so what it means is that when she had Joseph, that she was designed. She says, I know that I'm going to have another son. So it's like maybe this is the thing that can satisfy Rachel in her distress as she's about to pass away through this childbirth, is that God is fulfilling another promise to her that she called about herself. She was like, God's going to do it. I'm going to trust him. That could be encouragement that that her maidservant had given her. But as she has the child, she names him Ben-Oni. And then she passed away, unfortunately. And afterwards, the father, Jacob, Israel, he names this child Benjamin. And then Jacob buries Rachel and builds a pillar there for her because he loves her. Man, that's sad, but it's still honorable. It's such a thing that he cares for us so much. Pillars aren't made for, and statues aren't made for, you know what I'm saying? You get the goat like LeBron, get a statue or something over in Cleveland. You know, I think Jordan got a statue in Chicago, and Shaq got a statue in L.A., and Kobe got a statue. All these statues because of the honor and the love that they have, these towns have for him. And that's the thing that Rachel gets. And so Rachel gets a statue, and it says it's there to this day. But not only that is that statue there, but it's also in the land of Canaan as a remembrance and a reminder that she's there with them, buried in the land that God had promised to them. Buried in the land that God has promised to them. So what does this say about God? Well, first off, he's promise keeper. We see that he is a promise keeper again, over and over and over. He keeps his promises. What's a theme that we talk about that's going to be throughout the entire book of Genesis? Is that God is faithful. He is faithful to keep the promises that he's made to the patriarchs. And that same faithfulness can be applied to us, which is a beautiful thing. And so that's why we need to be reminded of this attribute, that he is a promise keeper. I know we talk about it a lot, but it is great to be reminded of. It helps us to trust in him more. Because Rachel was buried in the land that that was promised to be in, to dwell in. Rachel was there. So what does this say about man? I think it says we should find joy in sorrow. We should find the blessings of God even in our troubles. This is difficult because in one moment, the maidservant is trying to help Rachel to find joy in the midst of this terrible situation. And so it is something that we as man, we should be helping others to find joy in terrible situations. but Rachel still was sad because Benoni means son of affliction or son of sorrow. Maybe the sorrow was that she didn't get to be able to raise or be with the boy that she had just birthed, or maybe it was that she was dying, but she was still sorrowful. But joy was found in Jacob / Israel because he changed the name to Benjamin, which has a variation of what it could mean. First off, it could mean son of the right hand, which means strength. That even in this sorrowful, desperate situation, that there's strength because there's a boy born. But also because of Rachel being brave to make it through the childbirth. And so he's finding this strength and this power through the picture of his son. But it can also mean a son of blessing or a son of wealth, because Benoni could mean that sadness, that affliction. And so it is the opposite. It's something that is joyful. It's something that is a blessing rather than a curse because a child is born. And so in any means, Jacob or Israel is trying to find joy and finding it in the blessing of a child. So how can we apply these truths to our lives? Well, I think that what we see here is that God fulfills his promises. And so we should remember the things that God has done for us. We should take the time to remember and to contemplate and find joy in all that God has accomplished in our lives. And let that cause us to trust in him as we move forward through difficult situations. Let that cause us to find hope and faithfulness in him as we move forward in the afflictions that frankly overwhelm us sometimes in our life. So find the things that God has done for us. And we've talked about that for a couple of episodes, actually, remembering when God revealed himself and then giving praise for it. Well, now allow those things to build trust in us so that in the whatever situation we're in right now, difficult or not, we allow it to help us to move forward. Well, I appreciate you guys for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.